The fourth CJK Cooperation Dialogue, a so-called 1.5-track diplomatic event, convened in Seoul Friday, seeking the separation of economic and environmental cooperation from politics, leaders from Chinese, Japanese, and South Korean academic and diplomatic circles outlined strategies toward mutual benefits on avenues of shared interest. On trade, the three states need to be wary of the U.S. president's policies, argued one speaker.
President Trump's trade policy, as far as I'm concerned, appears not a principle-based but deal-based ones. Maybe perhaps he could go on to wage a trade war if the current lopsided trade imbalance continues.
Another participant suggested that aging Asian populations would force governments and workers to face some grim realities.
Many Asian countries have lifetime employment and seniority wage rate. That does not work. So productivity-based wage rate and make the people work as long as possible. And that would increase our consumption and also GDP growth.
China and South Korea dispute Japan's claims to various islands and bristle over Japan's colonial past and Tokyo's current hawkish leanings. And the deployment of an advanced U.S. missile system in South Korea has damaged Seoul-Beijing relations and trade. Still, this forum's organizers see the economy and environment as fields in which the three states can cooperate.
In East Asia, China, Japan, Korea, even though they have lived together for a long time, we still don't have any kind of community structure. And on top of that, we still have historic problems, territorial issues, and other security issues. Sometimes political tensions keep coming up. We can promote at least some kind of sense of community among three countries.
Solutions put forward on the environment include joint scientific evaluation of the fine dust problem, implementation of the Paris Climate Agreement, and transforming power grids away from carbon sources. As the Trump administration moves toward greater protectionism, speakers at the CJK conference stress the necessity of boosting their own economic integration. And while China, Japan, and South Korea have their ongoing disputes, participants also emphasized that there is progress to be made for the three nations on a number of issues. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.